Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 21st of October 1961. The creators of dukkha. The Buddha said clearly that taints, asava, were the dharma oppressing living beings. Karma tanha is desire for sensual pleasure. Bhava tanha is this life not good and desire for next life. Dittasava is not knowing the five khandhas and taking it as me and mine. Avijjasava is not knowing the four noble truths. These four murderers are the four asava and killing living beings to become bones of mountain and fleshes of earth. Can it be oppressed to everyone? It can't oppress to someone has the knowledge on the khanda. We should be very thankful for the Buddha's attributes and service. We can't do anything except only deaths with our own desire. Our worshipping of the Buddha are not reaching to the Nana Buddha and instead on the form Buddha. We don't know the nature of the khanda and oppress by the asava. We don't let the Nana knowing on the khanda existence that we are suffered up to their treatment. The Buddha said, someone who knows, Janati, and sees, Pasati, the khanda existence with knowledge, Nana, knowing, will be free from the asava. Asava are making living beings whirling around and sinking in samsara. Anasava, no taints, is nibbana. Seeing impermanence in the khanda and taint of ignorance, avijjasava, becomes knowledge, vijja. It's not mine that becomes vanishing and taint of wrong view falls off. It has the nature of vanishing that no desire for it. And then taint of sensuality, kamasava, falls away. In this way and the desire for becoming is also useless. Asava is like a mother. Why the Nana knowing not fits in with the khanda existence together? Because of unwise attention, ayonisamanasikara, and falls into the province of asava. With wise attention, yonisamanasikara, Nana knowing and khanda existence are fit in together. Without practice and asava is unshakable. The perception of man and woman disappears and khanda appears. It is the emptiness dharma, sanatta dharma. Knowing about the five khandas is becoming a knowing person, janati. Let us contemplate it and becoming a seeing person, pasati. It's just knowing and not including seeing yet. Therefore you have to contemplate at it for the knowing and seeing. Asava will cease by combining these two practices. For example, seeing a white color object, knowing the white color is the aggregate of consciousness, the five aggregates are working together. Here just talk about the knowing which is consciousness. Contemplate this knowing is pasati. Contemplate as, it exists or not exists and you'll not find it. It's existing and not existing dharma. So, it's arising and passing away. Note it with janati and contemplate with pasati, and seeing the characteristics of impermanence, dukkha, anatta, asubha and the truth of dukkha. Does there any other thing exist? The four asava cease and no khanda exists. No death exists without the khanda. There are no piles of bone, blood and flesh anymore. Therefore with the way of janati, pasati will be finished the practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 23rd of October 1961. Two causes for wrong view. Due to being afraid of dukkha, people are listening and practicing dharma. In the Dharmakaka discourse, the first discourse, SN 56.11 Dharmakakapavatanasuttam, the Buddha mentioned some of the dukkhas. But among the many the most frightening to you all are dukkhas in the plains of misery. Dukkha is the resultant dharma. What is the cause you need to think about it? Taking the five khandhas as this is mine, this I am, this is myself. Ditthi is the cause of it. If wrong view is abandoned, the biggest root of dukkha to the plains of misery is destroyed. Even the Buddha said, extinguish the head fire later, but kill ditthi quickly. The chest pierced by a spear was also in this way. Piercing with a spear only dies once. You'll die for uncountable time if having wrong view. Sayadaw continued the story of Anathapindika and the outsiders. They were discussion on dharma. Anathapindika gave the answer to them on the causes of wrong view. 1 unwise attention, ionisamanashikara, 2 listening to the wrong teachings. There are many causes for ditthi to arise. These two causes are the most important points. There were 8 causes, but he answered them used only 2, one with the first cause. One falls into the planes of misery is by oneself, 2 with the second cause. One falls into the planes of misery by others. In nature, there are 2 major causes, i.e. internal and external causes. The Buddha said, our homes were the 4 planes of misery. Let us deal with the first one. We'll get the 32 parts of it if we separate the body. Hair of the head, bodily hairs, teeth, bones, etc. And ditthi becomes a little bit shaken. The perception of the pretty and beautiful body from the tanha dies out, but ditthi does not fall off. If you ask whose hairs it is, ditthi coming in as my hair, my teeth, etc. Then you still can't do it with the 32 parts of the body, contemplation with bodily parts. It's quite terrible. It will still come as my father's bones, my father's grave. Differentiate it into mind and form. We attach to the mind as me. Attach to the voice as me, etc. This ditthi is also very unshakable. Divide the 5 khandhas into the 4 satipatthana and see the 5 khandhas as impermanent dukkha-sakha, and then ditthi is fleeing. Until not seeing impermanence, ditthi is sticking to it, and still not falls apart. It's very difficult for ditthi to fall off without the practice of vipassana. Just look at the Brahma gods. They attain jhanas but still have ditthi, anicca, impermanence, and anicca-nupassana nana, knowledge of the contemplation of impermanence. Joined together only, ditthi falls off. People are looking into the mirrors and ditthi arises. Using the mirrors is terrible. There was a story of a lion looking into a mirror and then died. If he showed its teeth, the shadow in the mirror also showed its teeth. If he was roaring at it, also the shadow there was roaring back, taking its shadow as another lion and ended up in death. Here also looking into the mirror wrongly that end up in the plains of misery. Sayadaw's talk became humorous. The mirror is reflecting on its own, but you have the mind of a lion, unable to differentiate the shadow and the person. Taking the great elements, the 4 great elements, as me, ditthi arises. Don't think that looking into the mirror is easy, because of the mirror you will be in sorrow and lamentation. You have to look at the mirror in this way. Is the shadow in the mirror one oneself or other? If you say myself, then the one outside the mirror will be other. If it's other, it should be not look like you. The mirror has the clearness of the great elements that shadow appears. It's difficult if you don't know how to say about it. The second cause is listening to the wrong teaching. For an example, it was done by the permanent God, the creator, etc. Also with the Buddhist view of kamasakata nana. I do it and I get it, kama and kamic result. Ditthi not falls away. It becomes sasata ditthi, view of eternalism. Believing in the views that there were no wholesome and unwholesome dharmas and the country had been come into ruin. Referred to a Jataka story of the wrong teaching and view which destroyed the country. We may find this kind of incidents in today's world. If you can look at the khanda and ayatana as sanata, void or emptiness, ditthi will fall away. I'll give you the way of knowledge. Still not penetrated, sanata and ditthi will not fall off. Therefore sanata dharma is very important. The 5 khandhas only have the cause and effect of D.A. process. It only exists as dukkha and samadhiya. Ditthi will fall away only listening to this kind of talks. Anathapindika answered to the outsiders in this way. My view on the 5 khandhas is these are sankhata dharma, conditioned phenomena. They have the characteristics of impermanence, dukkha and not self. Therefore I don't take them as this is, I, this is, mine, and this is, myself. Someone who doesn't practice is not knowing it. Someone discerns impermanence and taking him as this is mine, this I am and this is myself are impossible. You are not listening to wrong teachings, and don't have unwise attention. So, contemplate impermanence with perseverance. It has the power of destroying the route to the plains of misery for you. You should do this with satisfaction. What the meaning of just for eating and going to the plains of misery is. This warning was hitting to the heart. Most living beings were born here as human beings and just doing for these. They're using their good karmas just for doing stupid things. Do the main work for the happiness of freeing oneself from the samsaric dukkha. Going downstream is not difficult. Do you only concern for the stomach or want to end samsaric dukkha? For not becoming unwise attention, you have to contemplate impermanence at any time. Also, it is necessary for listening to Sanata Dharma. In this way you will be freed from the four planes of misery. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of October 1961. The Beginning of Beings. In Savathi, Jetavana Monastery, the Buddha said to the monks, it couldn't be discerned the beginning of a living being but knew the causes of it. Sayadaw said there were a lot of arguments about this problem. The Buddha was said to be known everything, and why didn't he knows that? He quoted the Buddha's saying that if he traced it backwardly, only his lifespan was finished and would never come to an end. But he knew the causes of the khandhas. It was ignorance and craving. It was more important to know this and could end dukkha. It's important to distinguish what is essential and what is not. Find out the cause only will solve the problem and not with the result. The Buddha gave an example. The water in the ocean could be dry up when the time came for the end of the world. But the life of a living being would never end if he couldn't destroy ignorance and craving. This was one of the reasons why a living being couldn't discern directly in the beginning. He gave two other examples again. Mount Meru and the earth could be disappeared, but without destroyed ignorance and craving dukkha would never end. Sayadaw, using D. A. described the continuation of the khandhas. Ignorance, volitional formation, craving, clinging, action, avidya, sankhara, tanha, upadana, kamma, right-pointing arrow consciousness, name and form, sense bases, contact, feeling, vinanam, nama rupam, salayatanam, fasa, vedana, five khandhas, right-pointing arrow ignorance, etc. Samsara is like this, on and on infinity. This is very clear why the beginning of a living being is indiscernible. It's also like a tree bears fruits. From the fruit a tree grows out, from a tree bear fruits, etc. The Buddha said we should first destroy ditthi and later ignorance and then craving, because ignorance and craving were like the root of a tree. Ditthi was like water supporting the root. Supported by ditthi, ignorance and craving became stronger and bigger. This is a very important point. After enter the stream and the advanced stages are not difficult anymore. With people experiences, the life of a sotapanna is changing dramatically. In this talk, we can feel Sayadaw's concern and compassion for his two disciples who were leaving the place, after practicing for some times. They were only at Vipassana Nana, and like a young fruit easy to spoil. They should give the times for regular practice to be matured and reach the goal. Vipassana Nana is Anyata Dharma, unstable, it still may degenerate, and Magga Nana is Niyata Dharma, stable, i.e., Nibbana. Closing square bracket. The Buddha said to the monks, it couldn't see your own beginning. The beginning of this khanda samsara was unknowable. This referred to the physical body samsara, as living being. But he knew it causes. Even knowing of the body samsara is not beneficial. It can bring samvega only and can't lead to liberation. It's beneficial to know the causes of its beginning. By knowing the causes and has the benefit of stopping it. I will show the example of someone who can't exterminate the beginning of the Dharma, i.e., ignorance and craving. The third example is the great earth can be disappeared. Be without the ending of ignorance and craving, samsara can't end. It's very fearful indeed. So, practice hard for the ending of it. Even it's not easy to know these dharma. There are a lot of people who don't know it. Even it is not easy to have the ability of ear for listening to these kinds of talk. For example, non-Buddhist countries. With knowing and not practicing is like having the medicine and not taking it. So, it can't cure the illness. Before looking at others' faults, at first you have to know if you are free from it. We can discern the three characteristics only without the darkness of ignorance. This girl is pretty but no morality. Is it good? Hear it also, with the knowing but not do the practice. No cessation of ignorance is, because we take the candor as this is mine, this I am and this is myself. Ditthi is leading and joining with Tanna and Avijja supporting them by not knowing the true nature. So, we are making it as me and mine. Three of them are together. Ignorance and craving are making the candor. Again from the candor, ignorance and craving arise. Again candor arises. It's on and on never end. The five causes are ignorance, volitional formation, craving, clinging, action. The five results are consciousness, name and form, sense bases, contact, feeling right pointing arrow infinity, without practice. It's similar to a tree. Tree right pointing arrow fruit right pointing arrow tree right pointing arrow fruit, etc. With round of existence, vata, kalesa vata right pointing arrow kama vata right pointing arrow vipaka vata, defilement right pointing arrow action right pointing arrow kanda, right pointing arrow kalesa vata right pointing arrow kama vata right pointing arrow vipaka vata, etc. Something similar to eating right pointing arrow excreting right pointing arrow eating right pointing arrow excreting, etc. On and on. What a mess. This is Sankhara Dukkha. There are two views, Atta Ditthi, self view, and Anatta Ditthi, not self view. By seeing not self view, ignorance and craving are not extinct yet. But you become a stream enterer, Sotapanna, and are free from the plains of misery. After killing Ditthi, continue to kill ignorance and craving. You must do the work of the right path factors, Samma Magunga, and look for a spiritual friend, Kalyana Mitta. The five wrong path factors, Miccha Magunga, are ignorance, volitional formation, craving, clinging, action. The right path factors couldn't exist if the Buddha was not arsing. The right path factors can't arise without associating with the disciples of the Buddha. The five path factors of insight right view are still young. If it's young, it could be spoiled like a fruit. Encountering with coarse objects, it becomes spoiled. It is similar to Janic Samadhi. With path knowledge, right view of the path, Magga Samma Ditthi, it becomes stable. Niyata. Are the five path factors and the eight path factors far from each other? For someone doing the practice is not for enough. Not doing the practice, even the five path factors, i.e., Vipassana Nana, will disappear. It becomes inside knowledge because of the objects of the five khandhas. If happening like this, it destroys the poison fruits of the five wrong path factors, i.e., avijja, sankhara, tanha, upadana, kamma. The five path factors become eight factors and future khandha will not arise. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 31st of October 1961. Ending of the Unwholesome Life. In the D.A. process, Patikasamapada is the cause of our khandha. And Patikasamapana is the result of the khandha. In our khandhas only cause and effect exist. Beings are alive with these two phenomena going on and on. There are two kinds of life, wholesome and unwholesome lives. A being is alive with feeling if feeling arises, so with craving if craving arises. We are alive with one mind. Without the insight contemplation towards whatever mind arises is alive with ignorance. It's unwholesome life. Mind is a life faculty. Without mind, it is dead. We were growing up from young until now by wasting the rice and increasing the earth. Therefore all are alive with the unwholesome mind states. After their death, We don't need to make merits for the dead person. It's only one way to go, to the plains of misery. By contemplation of impermanence of whatever mind arises is living with knowledge and it's a wholesome life. Can't contemplate the impermanence of whatever causes arise and will give the results. Don't pretend to be a moral person. Differentiate with the wholesome and unwholesome qualities of mind and it becomes clear. Have to differentiate with the types of mind. I'll give you a vipassana mirror. Knowing whatever wholesome and unwholesome mind is vipassana. Don't be afraid of greed and anger arising. You should be afraid of not knowing them when they arise. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha did not say to not let them arise, instead to know when they arose. It is impossible not to let them arise. It will arise as a worldling encounters with sense objects. They arise for the D.A. process. The process will not continue if you follow behind with knowing. You have to make friends with enemies, i.e. with contemplation. In this way, the path factors send the Dharma of painful rebirths to Nibbana, a Paya Dharma becomes Nibbanich Dharma. So, it's unnecessary to talk about you don't have anything to contemplate. I am always reminding you of paying attention to the Dharma. It means contemplate the arising Dharma from behind. Contemplate the preceding mind with the following mind is Dharma attention. Impermanence and Magga are paying attention. It's the same as be mindful and contemplate with Panna. Before is impermanence and follow behind with Magga. If you ask me, why the preceding mind is passing away? Sankhara Dharma has the nature of passing away. If you have doubt why it's vanishing and knowing it as Sankhara Dharma. In the five khandhas whatever arises has to be vanished. Therefore you have to cross into the province of Asankhata which is free from the province of Sankhata. The province of Sankhata is always connection with others. With relations to others create mental and physical suffering. It can be with human, animals and natural surroundings. Asankhata Nibbana is free from these things and always with happiness. Path factors send to the ending of Sankhata Dharma. Form, rupa, is connection with kama, mind, temperature and foods. And the mind is with sense objects and sense bases, aramana and varas. Totally being free from these things is without the suffering of mind and body. By seeing the impermanence of the Sankhata Dharma, its disenchantment and must follow to its ending. And at the time of arriving to the province of Asankhata is alive with the Asankhata Nibbana. If you differentiate yourself as worthy or worthless, following with path factors is worthy in the noble period. And not follow with the path factors is an animal period, moha leads to animal. If you are living with the path factors is an Aryan, noble being. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 3rd of November 1961. The last teaching of the Buddha. According to the Buddha, the best way of worshipping to him was with Dharma. It was not reciting Dharma. By practicing Dharma and the ending of Dukkha was the realization of Nibbana. This was the greatest worship. It's also the same to a teacher. I am teaching to you with Sankhara Dharma. And you're also listening to me with Sankhara Dharma. Sayadaw was using the last words of the Buddha to teach Vipassana. This physical body exists by kama, mind, temperature and foods. It's conditioned, surrend up in aging, sickness and death. This is referring to the relative truth, Samuti Sakka. According to the ultimate reality, now in the khanda, dharmas are arising by conditions and seeing their impermanences. These are seeing with the five path factors. Via Dharma Sankhara Apamadina Sampadetha, Sankhara Dharma have the nature of vanishing. Don't be forgetful. After the Buddha had passed away, the following verses were recited by Sakka, king of the Tavatimsa heaven, Anakavata Sankhara Upada Via Domino, Upajitva Nirujanti, Tesam Vupasamo Sukho, Sankhara Dharma are impermanent. The ending of them is Nibbana. In most of his talks, Sayadaw never translated the Pali, word by word. He took the main points for teaching. Here Sayadaw made a very important point of the last day of the Buddha. The Buddha reminded the monks on practice and Sakka pointed out the end of the practice, i.e., Nibbana. Sakka was already a Sotapanna. So, he talked about followed to the end of the Sankara Dharma. But most of you, after a person dies and say it's Sankara Dharma. So, it's unstable and use it for reflection on death, Maranānasati. This point is true in Thai tradition. Thai monks always chant these verses in funerals. The right place to use is in one's own kanda. You have to use it for yourself when still alive. It is not for after death. At the end of Sankara is Nibbana exists. He explained the Sankara Dharma had the nature of vanishing. By clapping two hands and sound arose and vanished. In a being whole life and the whole of samsara was with conditioning and vanishing. We are going like this without beginning and ending. In your daily life just searching and eating etc. And it will never end for the whole life. It's very important not to forget the true nature of dukkha, i.e., oppressive, conditioning, burning and changing. Need to reflect them very often with our own experiences in life. Then we can easily to let go of attachment. It becomes clearer by explaining with the D.A. process. It's not killing the past ignorance and volitional formation. But to kill what is arising in the present of ignorance and volitional formation which are arising by causes. Because of ignorance and volitional formation the five khandhas of dukkha sakkha are arising all the times. A person contemplates impermanence is doing the work of abandoning avidya and sankhara. From ignorance and it becomes knowledge. Only ignorance arises that volitional formation comes into being. Vidya, knowledge, is the contemplative right view of the path factor. The Buddha said not to be forgetful was reminding us to do vipassana. Asking you for the practice is to make avidya and sankhara cease. Only with practice and reach our goals. When the path knowledge is reaching to the khandha and tanha also ceases. Without practice is except developing dukkha and no other thing. If you really look at this khandha, it does neither include any personal being nor an affectionate thing in it. You will only find out the arising and passing away of phenomena. Therefore the ending of impermanence is true happiness. The reason I am asking you, do you see the ending of impermanence? This is asking you of seeing Nibbana or not. Don't ask me what Nibbana is. It means doesn't has this khandha. This khandha is dukkha sakkha. Therefore you know it as doesn't has one's dukkha. That's the real happiness. Are you satisfied with Nibbana existing at the end of impermanence? The Buddha and I myself taught you to see impermanence, its disenchantment and its ending, i.e., Yathābhūta, Enibbīda and Magga-nanas. Dukkha covers up the process that can't see Nirodha. Consume the five khandhas with the five Magunga, path factors. After it becomes the eight path factors and the consuming process is finished. At this place Nibbana arises. You can't see head, body, hands and feet. The two-armed length body does not exist. At the place of two-armed length body Nibbana appears. Therefore dukkha sakkha khandha covers up Nibbana. Even a person can't see impermanence is covering up with ignorance, i.e., ignorance or kalesa covers up impermanence or dukkha. Again dukkha covers up Nibbana. Therefore wanting to become a Sotapanna it needs a teacher. I am giving you the way of removing ignorance. By listening the Dharma and know the way of uncovering. This duty is the teacher's duty. To remove dukkha is your duty, i.e., following to the end of the process. Nibbana is connecting with the five khandhas, i.e., close to the khandha. The five khandha disappear and Nibbana appears. Condense the whole teaching. The Buddha asked for practice to develop insight knowledge, i.e., the last verses of the Buddha. Sakka urged the yogis following it to the ending, i.e., path knowledge. If you combine the verses of the Buddha and Sakka, they were only vipassana knowledge and the path knowledge. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. the 16th of November 1961. The Hidden Treasure. Nibbana is cool and peaceful nature, stable and not perishable. It's without form and shape. You have the view of annihilation, arcada ditthi, if you don't understand Nibbana. It is arcada to take the peacefulness of the arahants as nothing existing. Some later Buddhists even taking the arahants as symbol of selfishness, it was totally wrong. They don't know that even the Buddha was an arahant. You can't realize Nibbana with wrong view because it's the Dharma rejected by Nibbana. People don't like it if nothing exists. But they like the heavenly world and mansions which are arisen by cause and effect relationship. Nibbana is a pakaya, causeless phenomenon. It doesn't have any connection with kamma, mind, temperature and foods. If it has connection with them, will also perish. There are two causes, the causes of becoming and arriving. So, Nibbana is the cause of arriving there and not becoming. It's a pakaya and asankata, free from conditions, from dharmasingani. Every day of your contemplation with the knowledge of impermanence is the cause for arriving there. Even the Buddha was not arising, Nibbana exists anytime. It's atthi presence, ajatam, undying, abhutam, unmade, asankatam, unconditioned, from Udana Pali. A person who wants to get out from the Sankata province can arrive to Nibbana. If not, he will not arrive there. Nibbana always exists as a natural phenomenon. Then, why could people arrive there only after the Buddha arose in this world? Except the Paksekabuddha. Only the Buddha could teach the Dharma to arrive there. The Buddha taught about it, so people could practice and arrive there. You have to ride on the Magan train, with the path factors. There are different kinds of train. Trains to good destinations, Sugati, and bad destinations, Dugati. Without the Buddha arising, living beings are riding these two trains in turn. Asking you to contemplate Sankata Dharma, it does want you to see impermanence, its disenchantment and freedom from it. The reason of wanting you to do vipassana is to come out from Sankata, and the knowledge need to be sharper. I am asking you about the ending of impermanence, which is the same as the ending of Sankata. The Asankata is close to the ending of Sankata. Therefore the Buddha in the Samyutta Nikaya said that Nibbana was near, Nibbanasaiva Santike. Sayadaw gave an example for this point. At first, pictures are arising and disappearing one by one on the movie screen. After the movie ends, the white movie screen appears. Why can't we see Nibbana? Because you can't overcome Sankata. Don't talk about overcoming it. Even very few people are seeing impermanence. Is it too far that not arriving to Nibbana? Is it too close and don't know how to find it? You don't know how to find it. You are retreating because of too far. It's too close and you don't look for it. And then you turn towards parami, perfection for the reason. In the Pesikopadasa text, a commentary, it was mentioned as, listening to the Sakka Dharma, teachings on truth, and paying attention to Sakka Dharma will realize it. It is too close and it is very bad that you can't reach there. Therefore spiritual friend, Kalyana Mitta, is very important. You must get this Magan train for yourself. In the whole samsara beings were riding the wrong trains and encountered sufferings. Don't ride the downwards train, Dugati, and upwards train, Sugati. But you have to ride the middle train, i.e., Magan. The Buddha taught three kinds of Dharma, but you have to take the best one. Continued the six attributes of Dharma. Ehi Pasiko is object, Aramana, and Sanditiko is contemplative knowledge, Aramanika. That is seeing Sankata. Sankata covers up Nibbana. Again, ignorance covers up Sankata and not seeing it. Kalesa covers up Dukkha and Dukkha covers up Nibbana. It can be also taken as Kalesa covers up knowledge, Nana. With Kalesa covering on knowledge, you are still not seeing impermanence. Therefore Samadhi is important. It can push away Kalesa for some time and seeing impermanence. If you still can't contemplate disenchantment of impermanence and not wanting of them, Sankhata, Dukkha, still covers it. Therefore you have to practice and not by prayers to arrive Nibbana. So, Kalesa and Dukkha cover Nibbana and we can't see it. Only those who can uncover Kalesa and Dukkha become Dittadharma, Dharma being seen by oneself. Sayadaw mentioned Sotapanna's qualities. You have not yet overcome Kalesa if you still have not seen impermanence. Hence, you still can't penetrate Dukkha and see Nibbana. But Nibbana will be near if you have seen impermanence and penetrated Dukkha.